Well, I understand that back in 1959, Vancouver had a small country music scene.
Did they really?
It was small.
At what time?
1959.
Had a country music choir, honey?
A small country music scene, you know, a small community of country music musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And that they used to go across the border to Blaine and visit the clubs there?
That's right. That's where I worked, you know, right there in Blaine.
How did you first make contact with the people from Zero Records?
Well, I went down and did the Buck Owens television show. And my husband finally got me on with Buck Owens. And I sang Whispering Sea. And Mr. Burley from Vancouver, Canada, was watching the Buck Owens TV show. And I sang, I sat down by the sea, and he whispered to me, it brought back an old love affair that used to be. And, of course, he'd lost his wife.
Yes.
And he lived by the sea up there. And that's how I got the recording contract. He said I had to record that song.
Was there an important meeting at a chicken coop in Vancouver?
Yes, there was. That's where there was a big chicken coop, and they had cleaned it out and fixed it up where you could play country music, you know. If you wanted to dance, you could dance. If you wanted to sing, you could sing, whatever you wanted to do. And that's, I've played there many times.
Who was there? You say many times you played there.
Yeah, many times.
Wow.
It was just a bunch of us artists that was just learning to play the guitar and starting to sing. It was just, that was all it was.
Was there a particular person who invited you to the chicken coop?
I don't think so. I think I just went on. I think I just busted up a crowd, you know.
Sure, sure. Just showed up, eh?
I just showed up.
Do you remember a guy named Johnny Zapp?
Yes, I do.
Could he have invited you?
I don't know. I can't. That's been 50 years ago, and it's hard to remember every little detail, you know.
I know. It's been a while.
I love Vancouver.
Where did you first meet Don Grashey and Chuck Williams?
That they had that little label. They were the ones that Mr. Burley had hired, I think, to take care of that little label. And Don Grashey was with me when I recorded Whispering Sea.
Oh.
Yeah, he went down to Los Angeles with me, and we cut the Zero songs. Yeah.
Wow.
We cut the whole album.
You don't remember meeting Don Grashey and Chuck at the Chicken Coop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, not I don't think I did at the Chicken Coop. I don't know how I met him, but I think, I can't remember that.
So you and Don Grashey, you were down in Hollywood to record Honky Tonk.
We went to Hollywood to record the Zero album.
Right.
Sure did.
And did that recording session, did it go smoothly? Did Don have everything set up for you?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't me. When they said sing, I sang.
Yeah.
That was about it, you know. I don't remember all the little details.
Did you get the feeling that Zero Records had already recorded some artists when you joined them?
They had recorded a couple other people, but I don't know if they'd done anything or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get into that part of the business.
Mm.
But I did know that they recorded a couple more people. But I don't think that they hit the charts or nothing. I'm not sure.
So Norm Burley, he didn't start Zero Records specifically to record you?
No. They already had the label, and because they had two other people on the label.
Mm-hmm. Well, Don Grashey writes in his book that he first saw you at the chicken coop.
Well, maybe he did.
You don't recall him introducing himself to you there?
No, I don't. I don't remember that. But he could have. I won't say he's lying, because he could have.
I live in Vancouver. I live right across the lane from where the chicken coop used to stand.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No kidding. And the Vancouver Heritage Foundation is going to create and install a commemorative plaque to put near the former location of the chicken coop.
Well, that would be great. I wish I could be there.
Yeah, they're going to honor you and the fact that you perform there and the fact that that's where Zero Records first heard of
you. Well, I sure made my... I should let people know I was there when I got there. And they played music behind me. And they asked me what key I sang Whispering Sea in. And I figured it out, and they played it. And of course, I stayed up there and sang a couple songs. And no, I didn't know that. But I know I went to the place where the little chicken coop was.
Do you remember what year you started?
61.
What year you started playing in front of audiences?
60. But Mr. Burley and all the ones that own that little label, I guess maybe the reason I can remember Mr. Burley, he was the one that they would have a meeting, and he would sit down and talk to my husband and me about what he thought that we should do, you know.
Mm.
And he told me, he said, "Now, Loretta, I want to tell you something." He said, "If you get back there to Tennessee and somebody offers you a better deal or anything like that and wants you to record for them," said, "I'll turn you loose from my contract." And you know he did.
Norm Burley was a special guy.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Well, they all were nice people, you know.
So
I can't remember anything bad about any of them.
When you went down to Hollywood, you did 2 recording sessions for Zero?
Yeah, I think I did.
Were they both?
The first ones, I think, was Honky Tonk Girl.
Yep.
Whispering Sea.
Yep.
And 2 more, but I can't remember exactly what they were.
And then the next time you went down, you did about, what, 6 or so other songs?
Yeah, we did, we finished the album.
Were both recording sessions in the same studio?
I think so.
Western Recorders on Sunset Boulevard?
I think that's it. And Ted was the one down there that, named Ted, that was the producer of the record. Of course, I shouldn't say the producer, because Don Grashy was the producer. And they had hired this guy from that company, him and his guys, to you know, make the record. But Don was the one that made sure that he picked the right songs and stuff.
Grashy says the sound engineer or whatever was a guy named Don Blake, I think.
No, the one I remembered was Ted, because that was my daddy's name.
Oh, okay.
So maybe there was another guy in the studio, too. I don't remember them all, you know. That was impossible for me. I could remember the ones from Canada, but not down there, you know?
Yeah, yes. And so the first recording session Don set up for you, Don Grashy set up for you, do you think that went smoothly?
Well, you know, I was just a silly little girl. I don't remember. To tell you the truth, that would have been up to Don and them, whether it went good or not. But it seems to me like it, the first session, well, we just went right through 4 songs, you know.
Mm.
We didn't, like now, when you go in to record, they'll make you do it over 4 or 5 times.
Mm.
And I don't think we did that. I think when we got the words and the melody down good and the musicians were good, well, I think that they just threw it out.
And the second time you went down to Hollywood, Don Grashy had already resigned from Zero Records, so he wouldn't be there with you.
But I don't remember who took his place.
Is it possible you and your husband went down by yourselves?
I don't remember. I don't think so, but I could be wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when I got down there, I watched out for the steel player.
Speedy West?
Speedy West. And I think I had Speedy take care of the pickers. Now, I think that's how it went. I don't remember. You know, that's something I can't remember all the little details.
It was February 1st, 1960, when you signed the contract with Zero Records.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
So, yeah. I'm guessing that you were at the Chicken Coop in 59.
No, I think, and I'm not sure, that Mr. Bully saw me sing Whispering Sea on the Buck Owens show.
Okay.
And then when I went to, I'm sure that this is kind of the way it went, and I went to the Chicken Coop to sing, you know, and we was partying. Don and him were there, and that's where he probably come over and wanted to know if I would like to record.
Okay.
Don didn't own any of that Zero Records, did he?
That's correct.
I didn't think he did.
I don't think...
There was one more guy about the age of Don that was helping in that record, but I can't think of the name of it.
I'm sorry, another guy the same age as Don?
About the same age.
That was Chuck Williams.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to write a book about this, won't we?
There's enough information here to write a book.
That's right. Well, there's a lot of information staying in that book. We could write another book.
So which do you think came first? Did Don Grashy meet you at the chicken coop first, or did Norm see you?
Norm seen me singing on the, and they might have been talking to him, you know, everyone that owned a part of that record label.
Yeah.
And they might have been talking to Mr. Burden and said, hey, you know, this girl's a good singer. She's singing in Blaine every night, you know, and maybe we should record her. I don't know, but I remember Mr. Buddy telling me that he just had lost his wife.
Yes.
And he was real lonesome and everything, and he said, we live by the sea. He did. He lived in Vancouver somewhere there by the sea.
That's right. Seashelled, yeah.
Yeah, and he told me, well, what'd you call it?
Seashelled.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'll be gone. Well, he said he lived by the sea, and he said, there's a big old rock out in front of my house, and since she's been gone, I go out there every night and sit on that rock and talk to her.
So he had a special connection to your song, Whispering Sea.
Yes, he did. That's what he told me. And he said, when I seen you sing his song, I had to record you.
But where it gets tricky is Don Grashy, in his book, he says that he brought you to the attention of Norm Burley.
Well, I just know what Norm told me, you know.
Yeah. I think what happened is Norm did see you on TV, but I don't think Norm knew what to do about it. And I think that when Don delivered you to him, Norm said,
yeah,
I remember.
Since he owned some of the record label, why, Don probably said, have you heard that little girl that's singing in Blaine? I kind of think maybe that's how it happened. And he said, yes, I've seen her on television or something. Maybe they did bring it to his attention, and he watched me.
Yes.
That might be it, but I sold him on Whisper and See.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Oh, well, Loretta, this has been absolutely delightful. I'm so glad you're willing to reminisce about this stuff, because I've been researching this for quite a while.
Well, bless your heart. Well, Rob, when I get out that way, I'll come and see you.
Thank you very much.